back to Good Morning New Hampshire with Peter St. James and Pat Kelly on 107.7 The Pulse.
Oh, nice.
What?
Nice. Computer?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, obviously it wasn't you.
No, no.
That just shut it off.
It wasn't me.
Hold on, it's coming.
This is what I know. This is what happens when we have company back in. We were fine when you were in the parking lot. 836 Concord Food Co-op.
No, we're happy to have company back.
We are thrilled to have Greg back from the Concord Food Co-op. First time been back in the studio in a while, Greg. Welcome back.
Oh, I'm so glad to be back. It was great pulling into the parking lot and great to be sitting here again. I even forgot to put the mic in front of me. I've been so out of it. It's
awesome. We're all a little out of sorts.
Yeah.
But we find that we're going to find our way back in.
No, it is all good. And we've got you today. For a special reason today.
Yeah, we do.
Is that the kickoff?
That's your kickoff.
That's the handoff.
Okay. yes, today we are here to talk about the Concord Coalition to End Homelessness's inaugural barbecue. It's a bluegrass barbecue. We have Ellen Groh on. She's the executive director of the Concord Coalition to End Homelessness. And Tom Raffio, the president of New England Delta Dental.
Northeast
Delta Dental. And so I'd like to talk a little bit about the barbecue, and then I'd like Ellen to speak about why this fundraiser is so important. And Tom is the Delta Dental is a pillar of support for the Concord Coalition, and I'd like him to address why the work of the Concord Coalition is so important to his organization.
Okay, hang on, your point taken. Okay, Northeast Delta Dental is a pillar of support for the Concord Coalition and homelessness.
Yep.
However, Northeast Delta Dental is also a pillar of support for the state of New Hampshire. I just want to put that out there.
That is very true.
It is true.
Peter, you're so nice. Thank you.
But Tom, it's true, man. I mean, you guys are so involved and involved with communities and giving back to the community. This is just one facet. I mean, you are everywhere.
And as Ken said, I will connect the dots for everybody as to why we're everywhere and why this one is near and dear to my heart for sure. And by the way, as a quick aside, I love your Northwoods Law and the turtles, and if we have the time, I'll talk about that show in a minute. But anyway, I'll let you proceed.
Okay. All right. No. Go ahead and let's talk about this bluegrass barbecue.
We were fortunate to, I guess, redesign it so that we can still host it. And so I'll read you. This is a quick little summary.
How's this going to work?
Very shortly there will be a PSA on the Pulse, so I'll just read it to you, and it covers the vast majority of details so we can get through those quickly.
Okay.
She looks like a powerful locomotive, but she is really a mean smoker of a machine that can deliver an absolute feast of lip-smacking barbecue and sides. Grab your tickets for the Concord Coalition to End Homelessness Bluegrass Barbecue, Sunday, August 9th, on the river at Everett Arena in Concord. Bring your seating and enjoy your generous portions of barbecued brisket, smoked sausage, pulled pork, cowboy beans, coleslaw, and more.
Ooh.
Also available, vegetarian meals packaged by the Concord Food Co-op. Tickets are limited and must be purchased online at ConcordHomeless.org.
Wow.
Wow. Wow.
The only thing that's missing there is Sunday!
Yeah.
You know?
It is going to be on a Sunday.
Yeah, okay, there you go. That's what I'm saying.
So the powerful locomotive part, it's Rock House Barbecue is a DBA of Wilcox and Barton. Now, they're actually environmental and civil engineers here, and they're going to be headquartered here in Concord. But what they do for their philanthropic arm is to actually do these barbecues. His smoker is just phenomenal. He's a chef. He's actually a vegan chef. But his smoker is like 20 feet long. He can actually cook for 1,500 people, he claims. I had a conversation with him, and he said, let's have this event. Let's have this fundraising event for the Concord Coalition to End Homelessness. So, we can only serve approximately 500 meals, so tickets will be very limited. And I really encourage individuals to go to ConcordHomeless.org to get their tickets right away. We will probably have to cut off tickets several weeks before the event so all the food can be ordered.
Right, and even though you're driving by and the smell is absolutely incredible, you can't stop in unless you have a ticket.
Absolutely correct.
May I be so brash as to ask, how much are the tickets?
We're packaging in meals of two, and it's $70, and vegetarian meals are $20. And what Bill Wilcox said is, I find great success with overfeeding my guest. So he makes big platters of food, and everyone goes away happy and probably with leftovers.
Nice.
Tom, you've got so many people knocking on your door saying, hey, can you help us? Why the Concord Coalition and the homelessness?
Well, first, thanks for the opportunity, Peter, and I love your show. And like I said, the Northwoods Law takes me away from the stresses and strains, but when all you have to worry about is whether a deer was shot 1 minute after the deadline. But in any event, this is a serious topic. And, you know, you talk about the community. So we're doing okay. The dental industry has come back about 90%, and we furloughed people and we're bringing them back. And knowing that we're doing okay compared to, say, like the restaurant industry, we have given back to the community in terms of premium relief and funds to dentists, about $27 million back straight from our reserves over the last several months. And part of that commitment was continuing to support all of the great not-for-profits, you know, that make this state special. And, of course, the Concord Coalition, Dem Homelessness, is right up there. And Ellen and I go way back. Because we have to support this because there's so much connection to all the other issues. All of these folks also have oral health issues. They have food insecurity. So there's no better cause than this, and it does relate to everything. And as Ellen and I like to chat, I mean, all of us are, many people are, you know, one paycheck away from being homeless, and it can be everybody. And there's a huge connection to homelessness, issues with oral health. A lot of our veterans in the state are homeless, and we've done a great program, and we provide free dentistry, you know, for veterans as well. So I can think of no better cause than being a financial supporter for this pillar of support. And we do other things, you know, like provide the toothbrushes. And I'm getting really passionate about it because we really need, now's the time where we actually, companies that can afford to do it can, you know, step out there and help out. And I'm not suggesting every company needs to give back $27 million to the community, but all of us can support, you know, organizations like the Concord Coalition to End Homelessness. And so thank you, you know, Peter, Pat, you know, Ellen for, you know, giving me opportunity to hopefully get some more financial contributions. And Greg, I always enjoy your segment. So I really appreciate you know, lending me you know, a few minutes of your show. And Peter, by the way, for the record, when I'm introduced for my radio show, Ken says I have the longest running radio show with the same name with and with the host having curly hair, but I do know that you're actually the longest running.
Well, there you go. There you go. Wow.
No curls, though.
Yeah, forget the hair thing.
Yeah, right, yeah. The hair, actually.
Ellen, seriously, this is such a great top, and I'm so glad to be a supporter. And I love when Ellen contacts me because, like, I get this beautiful letter, and I'm always thinking, it doesn't have to be a beautiful letter. Just give me a quick call, and, you know, we'll definitely be a supporter. So, Ellen, take it away.
Yeah, Ellen, you've got the best job in the world. You got Greg writing copy, this emotionally charged copy. You got Tom over here, passionate. And you're just sitting back going, all right, boys, yes. You're like the queen bee, just going, okay, you little worker bees, go over there and do this. And they're doing it. It's great.
It is great. I do have the best job. I have the best job ever because I get to work with people like Tom and Greg and people who just really care about making a difference and care about taking care of each other. I loved what you said, Tom, about if not everyone can give $27,000 but or $1 million or whatever it is, but if you can give, please do give. Help each other out. This COVID epidemic has really exposed how many people were so very vulnerable who mm-hmm. were just one paycheck away. Mm-hmm. Am I still there? I heard a beep.
Oh, no, you're still you're, okay. You're still
somebody's
in.
Somebody's trying to call me. I'll just leave them. So it really has exposed so many vulnerabilities that were up there, but now we can all see them in broad daylight. So yeah. I'm just appreciative for all this support. We're looking to next winter already. How can we adapt our shelter to be COVID safe so that we're not adding to the spread? I don't think this is going to be over next winter. I think mm-hmm. we're going to have our second wave or maybe still be in our first wave, but we're not out of this yet, so we're looking ahead to what can we do to keep people safe in the shelter next winter, And we're also, our main goal is more affordable housing, more supportive housing for chronically homeless people, and just more affordable housing so people don't become homeless, so they can afford to pay their rent and pay for their food and their medical and dental as well.
Right.
You don't have to make those hard choices.
Ellen, talking about coronavirus, COVID-19, whatever you want to call it, are homeless people, do we know, predisposed to be more susceptible to COVID-19?
Often so. Particularly chronically homeless people almost always have compromised health systems, you know, of
right.
one kind of or another. So, mm-hmm. yes. And it's just so hard to socially distance. You know, you don't
right.
have a, how can you stay at home when you don't have a home? So, yes, I would say that as a rule, they're more susceptible to getting this disease and to having a bad situation if they do get it because of their underlying medical conditions.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, see, and that's the thing I learned from Tom years and years ago about your overall body health mm-hmm. is related so closely to good oral health.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
But Tom was the guy that beat that into me, and I thought, oh, yeah, of course he's saying that. And then I started listening and started paying attention. I was like, oh, man, he's
wow.
right.
Yeah.
You know, it all starts with the oral health and impacts the whole rest of your well-being.
Yes.
He's right.
Absolutely. And that's why, in terms of the veterans, we do a lot of free dentistry for veterans, and I'm trying to get the government and VA to understand that if the oral health is taken care of, you'll actually end up saving a lot on the medical side. And as Ellen just said, if you're homeless, probably in terms of Maslow's hierarchy of need, the last thing you're thinking of maybe necessarily is brushing your teeth and things like that. But that we've got to take care of it because it's going to lead to a whole bunch of other messy stuff. And that's why, you know, in addition to the financial contributions, we like to provide, you know, the toothbrushes and everything else. And thank you, Peter, for making that connection. People are starting to get it.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you for giving me the opportunity on the radio to get that message.
Well, it only took you 20 years and $500,000 to get there, Tom, you know?
And people are amazed. Like, they go, like, and I'm riding on a chairlift. You want people to go to the dentist? I thought insurance companies don't want people to. No, I go, we want people.
Hello.
You know, we want people to go. You know, I would love to make less money and have people go to the dentist, and that's what, you know, that's what we're all about. And again, this is what Ellen's all about. So all my colleagues out there that can make a financial contribution and citizens out there, we know whether it's $10, $100, or $10,000, it's a real mitzvah, and I hope all these events that are being out there to bring attention to this, you know, are well attended. And thank you, Ellen, and for really leading this. And Peter, really, I love your show, and it keeps me going, because basically I've been 24/7 COVID for the last 7 months. And Ellen's right, and Peter, I think you're right. I mean, once you surrender to the notion that the virus, we've got to learn to live with the virus, and this is long term, I think it actually reduces stress, and we know things will change. You have to wear masks and things like that, but we can live with the virus. It's not a short-term thing. That was well stated by Ellen.
You're obviously a man of impeccable taste. Greg, when is the barbecue again?
August 9th, Sunday,
August 9th.
So that's good. That's okay. That's a little bit of time,
yeah,
as things
good.
Reopen up. And the Everett Arena area, there's a lot of room to socially distance there.
Yes, there is. And we are actually scheduling arrival times for meals to spread that out as well.
You
will sign up. When you buy your tickets, you will schedule an arrival time as well.
Nice.
Now where's
stagger those in.
That's where's great. It going to be set up, Greg?
The backside of Everett Arena, right on the Merrimack River. There's plenty of shade trees there.
Yeah.
And again, everybody needs to bring their own chair. We won't be putting out tables or anything. So,
yeah.
And we do plan on having some bluegrass music playing if we can get all that scheduled. And I would encourage individuals to go again to ConcordHomeless.org. The menu is there. The tickets are there. And again, I think just the price of that, the meal, you would pay that much just for the meal.
Right.
So it's a great deal and a great way to help the coalition. And so, you know, if businesses are listening and can sponsor it, that would be great. And if not, anyone that can purchase tickets, very, very helpful.
And in theory, I could pull in by boat, couldn't I?
In theory, if you were a ticket holder, yes.
Yes.
If you were a ticket holder,
it's,
right.
It's their version of curbside pickup.
Yes.
You know, I could do that. I like that. It's a great little boat launch right there at the Everett. And yeah, if you're on the... You're on the Merrimack, and you're a ticket holder. Boom, beat the traffic. Hello, coming by boat.
And we'll be itching for events like these where people can get together and, again, socially distant, but enjoy a great meal outdoors, enjoy some live music.
Yep.
I mean, these are some of the things we've been craving.
Well, and you're enjoying food, enjoying music, and you're giving back to the community.
Yeah, right.
Win.
Yeah.
Right across the board. We have to take a quick break. 8:51 is the time.
Oh, let's do that.
Thank you. We'll be back with more Concord Food Co-op right after this. Is the time. Man, so many bases to cover this morning.
It's okay. We're covering good bases.
No, it's all good. It is all good. Greg Lessard in the house, Concord Food Co-op. Alan's on the phone. Tom's on the phone. Talking about the Bluegrass Barbecue, the fundraiser for the Concord Coalition and homelessness. And he got time because it's August.
But don't hesitate.
You know how this works.
Yeah.
You're going to say, I got plenty of time to do it.
Yeah, yeah.
And by the time
you get
there, you're going to find out it's sold out.
What do you mean it's sold out?
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I know. So, Greg is not just trying to create false urgency. He's giving him the straight stuff, saying, yeah, we are going to cut off tickets. So,
If they're, you know, two meal packs, that's only 250 individuals that or tickets that can be sold, I guess.
Yeah.
So 250 groups. And so I do think, certainly hope we'll have a sellout crowd.
Yeah. I mean, come on. You know, you want to give back to the community. Here's a great way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the most strategic way to do it. We'll be socially distanced.
Mm-hmm.
You're raising money for probably one of the most important social initiatives we can possibly be behind. And you'll get out there and probably see some neighbors you haven't seen since March 13th.
I know.
So,
and I did want to say when we launched the Pillars of Support program, Northeast Delta Dental was the first one of the first to jump on board and say yes, we want to be a pillar. And Northeast Delta Dental is a gold sponsor of the Bluegrass Barbecue. So thank you, Tom, and Northeast Delta Dental very much for that support.
We're happy to do that, and I know some of my CEO and other leader colleagues are out there, so jump on board with me, please. It's the most important thing we can do for our community.
That's awesome.
Good point.
And it's also an organization that's, Ellen, you're getting stuff done.
We are, with a lot of help, with a lot of support. We're sort of the tip of the arrow, so I would not say we're doing it alone by any means, but working together with all our partners, we are getting things done.
And
Ellen makes a good point there, which is she is so smart because she gets all the other affiliated organizations, because all of this is connected. Food insecurity, homelessness, drug addiction, you know, bad oral health, it's all related, and Ellen
health.
Sees those connections.
Yep.
Complete web.
Yeah, and there was
a strong community. Concord is a strong community, and we really can end homelessness if we set our minds and our hearts to it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it's great.
Yeah, that's the thing I like about sometimes it's hey, send us money. We're going to try to find a cure. Yeah, okay, that's 30 years down the road. This one, you can have an impact on now.
Yeah.
With your money,
yes.
Which is great.
You can get your hands around it. This is. Unlike some other larger cities, we can get our hands around this, and yes,
mm-hmm.
I mean, and Ellen, we talk about it would be great if the Concord Coalition worked itself out of business.
It'd be great to close the doors.
So, and Ellen feels that way, so we can get our hands around it. It's a great way of putting it, Peter.
Greg, where can they get tickets?
ConcordHomeless.org.
Okay, there you go.
And get them now.
Yeah. Don't put it off.
You know what happens once the 4th of July arrives.
Before,
gone, it's Labor Day.
Before we leave, you have a little proclamation there, Greg, or award?
Yes. This weekly show that the Concord Food Co-op produces, we, prior to COVID, Kim from the marketing department of the Concord Food Co-op was filming it, editing it, and then it was sent to Concord TV and back to NH1 and also on our Facebook post. So Concord TV just recognized the Concord Food Co-op Programming Excellence Award for outstanding contributions in producing and hosting Community Connections weekly TV radio show. So it's based on, you know, the co-op Community Connections is we bring the community together. And Pat and Peter, thank you, and thank you so much for your contributions to this award.
Did they spell our names right?
Yes, they do.
The incomparable Peter St. James. The incomparable.
Tom, Ellen, thank you, thank you, thank you. We'll keep talking about this. And Greg, as always, thank you, my friend. Go get the rotisserie chicken. Concord Food Co-op. Get down there now.